good to pop on the headset whenever. Yes, sir. No, heck you're absolutely good. How we doing?
How you guys doing? Good to see you. Yeah.
Jeremiah Hasley.
Nice to meet you, Jeremiah.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's get right into it. You're a big dog when it comes to your program as far as what you're
representing. What a way to get into it.
Like, we'll
tell us how awesome you are.
I mean, going down the stats and looking at returning production, it feels like you're the guy as far as tight end goes in the ACC. Is that how you view yourself, or what are your goals for this season?
Yeah, that was the goal coming into this season. I had a great end of the year in the month of November and December, especially in the ACC Championship and the Sun Bowl. But, you know, going into this season, definitely have a chip on my shoulder saying I'm the best tight end in the ACC. And everything I go through during the offseason, I'm trying to prove that, whether that's the weight room or on the field.
You guys have been, I don't know if you know this, but you guys have been a topic of conversation for a couple days here. I just wonder, like, late January, early February, what are the team meetings like as you guys are sort of in the middle of a national firestorm, national conversation about the offense that you were in and some of the players coming and going. What are your internal conversations like as you guys are trying to turn the page to this year?
Right, there's a lot of distractions, especially for every team at the end of the season, for us especially. But, you know, that's kind of where we, as leaders, seniors in the program that have been here for a while, where we step in and say, hey, there's distractions that happen outside the program, but when we're inside the program, we don't talk about it. We just put our head down and get to work. And that's what we did. Collectively as a group, I think throughout the off season, we did that. We didn't worry about anything that was happening outside our doors. And that's what we accomplished for sure.
Talk to me a little bit about Walker Egitt and that transition period with a new quarterback coming in, really talented player, and some high expectations for your offense once again at Duke, considering how productive you guys have been in the last handful of seasons.
Yeah, right. Actually, Walker stayed with my roommate and I, Matt Craycraft, for a few weeks because he was waiting for his waiver to be cleared.
Really?
So he got to stay with us. I got to learn a lot about him, the chemistry behind it. And again, great guy, but watch his film even before he stepped on campus, and you could tell he can sling it, even playing on an ACL tear all last season. And the movement he even had on that injury was insane. But a great player. He threw for 1,000 yards in the air raid offense, especially the ones that he's going to be throwing in with Coach Brewer. So, no, very excited about him.
All right. You were a linebacker when you got to Duke?
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
So, was it your idea to switch? Was it coaches? And did you like it better? Like, obviously you like it now.
Right,
but,
yeah.
Like, you know, what were your initial impressions of the move?
Yeah, heading into camp my sophomore year, I was a linebacker. I was, you know, trying to prove myself as one of the top guys in that room. And Coach Elko, about halfway through camp, kind of pulled me aside. And he was like, hey, you're not going to win the job, but we really want you on the field. Like, we really believe you're talented. And he kind of told me, he's like, oh, there's a position out there that is kind of open that has – a chance for you to play. And I was like, kind of think about it. I was like, defensively, I was like, defensive end, no, I'm not that big. And then I was like, definitely not in the back end at safety and corner. So I'm like thinking, I'm like, tight end? He goes, yeah. And I was like, at first, you know, you're kind of a little upset about it, but you know, there was an opportunity for me to back up Nicky Dalmolin. And then going into that season, I got to play a good bit. And then by the fifth week, he unfortunately suffered an injury, and then all of a sudden I'm starting for the Duke Blue Devils at tight end. So
what's that mental like for you throughout the course of that process where you really have this identity shift in the middle of your football career and then you're thrust into P4 football and big games on national television? How did you handle that internally? And then to kind of expand on that, how have you been able to turn yourself into the focal point at your position group in the entire conference when you didn't even come to college playing this position?
Yeah, I mean, learning college offense in 2 weeks when you have to play Clemson, who was 9 in the country at that point, it's very difficult. But I was fortunate to have a lot of great people around me on that staff and on that roster that kind of helped me excel. And then, yeah, just, you know, preparing each and every day. Like, in this game, like, you have to try your very hardest outside of the game, like, off the field. And, you know, leaning on your players, leaning on your teammates is very important. And then carrying that into the season, whether that's preparing for, you know, certain games, like, you just got to take it seriously in the film room, on off the field, in the weight room. That's how you train yourself each and every day. So, again, it's a lot of self-discipline, but not appreciative of everyone that's been around me.
Are you a guy that, like, models your game after someone? When you made the transition to tight end, did you go in the film room and watch pros, or did you grow up loving a tight end? Like, is there a role model that you have at the next level?
I mean, I would say whenever I transition, I always – I told myself I have strong hands and I wanted to be a heavy hitter. That's what they told me I could be, and especially in line. And then, you know, as I grew up throughout the position, like watching George Kittle, watching Travis Kelce, how they get open, even at the ages they are in the NFL. And then just also watching guys in the ACC, how they were successful in the league I play in. Just looking at them each and every season, for instance, like Sam Roush, other guys that have come through this league, and see how they've been successful.
I don't know if you know this, but the longest catch in your career, do you know where it was? You know when it happened?
Clemson.
Yeah, it was 56 yards. I remember because I thought, there's no one in the zip code with this guy. Where did he go? People say that it's tough to play in Clemson. Do you agree with that? Because it felt like you didn't have any problems last year.
I would definitely say that those last 5 minutes were, it's very chaotic. I think we entered that environment with a lot of energy, and knowing that we could, especially on the offensive side of the ball, put up a lot of points. And I think getting up early on them kind of helped us settle into that environment. I would say, yeah, those last 5 minutes, whenever they came back and we were down and having to go score a touchdown, it was definitely chaotic. But I think we just handle, you know, the pressure well in those kind of situations, in those type of environments. And no, it was very awesome to be a part of that experience.
What if you're not allowed to say anything, then don't say anything.
You should say it,
though. Next question.
You should say it.
How was there even a hesitation from Coach Diaz that you guys were going for two at the end of the game? It looked like they're like, that was, had you talked about that during the week of prep? Like, did you know that this was going to be a game where if push came to shove, you were going to take the risk on the road and go for two and go for the win?
Oh, yeah, we're going for the win.
Okay.
In regulation, we're trying to end the game there.
Yeah.
And we believe in Coach Diaz and everything he has, and he trusts us to make the plays. And, I mean, in those situations, we did. We had a bunch of fourth downs in that game where we had to make plays. And, again, very fortunate for him, but he trusts us.
Yeah. All right, I have two questions.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one, these are totally unrelated. The first one is, you are a multi-time academic all-conference selection, okay? Now, people might think, well, the guy's at Duke, Qualk, you idiot. Like, of course, he's all-conference.
Well, you got to take the classes.
But you have to. You have to do classwork at Duke. Like, that's hard.
There's no online classes there. You have to show up each and every day. You might have a 3-day class load, and then you have practice in the morning, then you have to worry about homework, and then you got to go watch film. And you're a real student athlete when you go to a university like Duke. So
that's what I'm saying. So I just want to throw that out there and give you a chance to talk about that, because people are like, oh, yeah, he's a smart guy, but come on. All right, second, do you play the game, NCAA football?
I haven't yet, actually.
So you don't – do you know what your overall is? Do you know what your stats are?
People tell me 87. I'm not sure.
Well,
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at right here. So I've just got your profile here. I just want to get your thoughts, things you like, things you don't like. Feel free to peruse at your leisure there.
I wish my passing was a little up there, you know, throw power. I think I could improve
more
there.
More of a gadget player?
Yeah, no, yeah. I think they're underestimating me there. But, I'm very fortunate to be a part of the game. I remember playing – I think it was 2013 college football, like on my PS3. And, you know, to be in a game with my name on there and my number on my back, it's, you know, very, very fortunate. But, maybe try to get those stats up for the passing. Maybe get a player or two.
87 overall. Season. Like, that's among the best players that we've had on here this year.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
They got you good. 90 awareness. Yeah. I say 98. The guy's 2-time all-conference at Duke. 98 awareness. Let's get that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Maybe if Coach Brewer's listening, we might have a trick play in the bag this year.
I'll never know.
A little jet sweep pass, something along those lines. Jeremiah, in all seriousness, thank you so much for joining the program, taking some time out of your day today. Best of luck this season, and we forgive you for kicking our tail last year.
No problem. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for your time.
Held them under 100 yards.
Held them under 100 yards. That felt like the only win defensively of the whole day. Jeremiah Hasley from Duke, starting tight end. We're going to take a quick